Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
My friends, today I want to share a message of hope, a reminder that in the midst of life's storms, there's a beacon of light shining brightly just for you. Life isn't always a smooth sail. We encounter storms, big and small, that rock our boats and test our resolve. But here's the thing, my friends, you're never alone in those storms. You have a mighty force standing by your side, ready to guide you through the roughest waters and bring you safely to shore. Yes, I'm talking about the Almighty, the creator of the universe, the one who holds the stars in place and knows the number of hairs on your head. God isn't just some distant deity watching from afar. He's intimately involved in every aspect of your life, from the mundane to the miraculous. When you're feeling overwhelmed by the weight of your problems, remember this. God is in control. He sees your struggles. He hears your prayers. And he's working behind the scenes to bring about a solution that's far greater than anything you could ever imagine. But here's the kicker, my friends. God's timing isn't always our timing. We live in a world of instant gratification where we want everything right here, right now. But God operates on a different timetable. One that's perfectly orchestrated to bring about the best possible outcome for your life. So when you're waiting for that breakthrough, when you're wondering if God has forgotten about you, hold on tight to your faith. Trust in his promises, for they are true and unwavering. Remember the words of Isaiah 40:31. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. God's timing is impeccable, my friends. He may not always show up when you expect him to, but he's never late. He's working in the background, aligning the stars and weaving together the threads of your destiny to create a masterpiece beyond your wildest dreams. So take heart, dear ones. Whatever you're facing right now, know that it's not the end of the story. God is writing a beautiful narrative of grace and redemption. And your troubles are just a temporary detour on the road to victory. Keep praying. Keep believing. And keep trusting in the God who holds the universe in his hands. Your breakthrough is coming. My friends, it may be just around the corner, or it may be a little further down the road. But rest assured, it's on its way. In the meantime, let go of your worries and fears and embrace the peace that comes from knowing that you're in the hands of a loving and faithful God. He will never leave you or forsake you, and he will always, always come through for you in the end. Now, let's talk about what it means to truly trust in God's timing. It's not always easy, especially when we're facing trials that seem insurmountable. But remember, my friends, that God's ways are higher than our ways, and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. He sees the bigger picture, the grand tapestry of our lives, while we only see a small piece of the puzzle. Think about it like this. When you're putting together a jigsaw puzzle, you can't see the whole picture until all the pieces are in place. In the same way, we may not understand why certain things happen or why we have to wait for God's timing. But we can trust that he's putting all the pieces together to create something beautiful in our lives. And here's the beauty of it all. Even in the waiting, even in the uncertainty, God is still at work. He's refining us, shaping us, molding us into the person he created us to be. Every trial, every setback, every moment of waiting is an opportunity for growth. For learning, for becoming more like Christ. So instead of seeing waiting as a burden, See it as a blessing. Embrace the process, knowing that God is using it to prepare you for greater things ahead. As the Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 8:28, "And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according."
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
To his purpose. And let's not forget the power of prayer in all of this. Prayer is our lifeline to God, our way of communicating with him and laying our burdens at his feet. When we're feeling discouraged or overwhelmed, when we're tempted to doubt God's timing, that's when we need to pray the hardest. Pour out your heart to God, knowing that he hears you and that he cares deeply about what you're going through. And as you pray, don't forget to listen for God's voice. He may speak to you through his word, through the gentle whisper of his spirit, or through the wise counsel of a trusted friend. However he chooses to speak to you, be open and receptive to his guidance, knowing that he always has your best interests at heart. My friends, remember this: no matter what you're facing, no matter how long you've been waiting, never lose hope. God is with you. God is for you. And God will see you through to the other side. Trust in his timing. Trust in his goodness. And trust in his unfailing love. Your breakthrough is coming. And when it arrives, it will be more glorious than you ever imagined. So when we face challenges and uncertainties, when we're tempted to lose hope or doubt God's goodness, we need to remind ourselves of his faithfulness throughout history. Think back to the countless times God intervened on behalf of his people, delivering them from bondage, providing for their needs, and fulfilling his promises in ways they never could have imagined. And here's the beautiful truth: God hasn't changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. What he did for others in the past, he can and will do for you in the present and future. His love, his power, and his faithfulness are as real and tangible today as they were thousands of years ago. So instead of allowing fear and doubt to paralyze you, choose to trust in the unchanging character of God. Remind yourself of his promises. Cling to his word and hold fast to the hope that he will never leave you nor forsake you. And as you wait for God to move in your situation, use this time to draw closer to him. Spend time in prayer, seeking his face and pouring out your heart before him. Dive into his word, allowing it to renew your mind and strengthen your faith. And surround yourself with fellow believers who can encourage and uplift you on this journey of faith. My friends, that God is not bound by time or circumstances. He's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. So don't limit him with your finite understanding. Instead, trust in his infinite wisdom and power to work all things together for your good. So, always remember this powerful truth. God is faithful, and he will solve your problems in his perfect timing. Now, as we continue this message, it's important to remember that our God is a God of miracles. He's not limited by the laws of nature or bound by the constraints of human understanding. He's the same God who parted the Red Sea, who healed the sick, and who raised the dead. And he's still in the business of performing miracles today. So if you're facing a seemingly impossible situation, if you're struggling with doubts or fears, know that nothing is too difficult for God. He specializes in the impossible, turning what seems hopeless into something glorious. All he asks of us is to have faith the size of a mustard seed, to believe that he is who he says he is, and that he can do what he says he can do. So, if you're feeling stuck or discouraged today, if you're wondering if God will ever solve your problems, remember this. He's already at work in ways you can't see or comprehend. He's weaving together the threads of your life to create a beautiful tapestry of redemption and grace. And when the time is right, he will reveal the masterpiece he's been crafting all along. My friends, sometimes when we're facing challenges and setbacks, it can be tempting to give up hope and throw in the towel. But that's precisely when we need to dig deep, summon our inner strength, and press on with unwavering determination. Think about the story of the persistent widow in Luke 18. Despite facing repeated rejection, she refused to give up until she received justice. Her persistence paid off, and in the end, she received what she had been seeking. Likewise, God calls us to persevere in prayer and in faith, knowing that he hears our cries and will answer them in his perfect timing. But perseverance isn't just about holding on. It's also about letting go of the things that weigh us down. It's about releasing our fears, our doubts, and our need for control, and surrendering them to God. When we let go and let God take the wheel, amazing things can happen. So, if you're feeling weary or discouraged today, if you're tempted to give up on your dreams or your prayers, take heart. God sees your faithfulness. He hears your cries, and he's working behind the scenes to bring about a breakthrough in your life. But you have to keep pressing forward, keep believing, and keep trusting in his promises. And remember, my friends, that you are not alone in your struggles. God has given us the gift of community, of fellow believers, who can come alongside us and lift us up when we're feeling down. Don't be afraid to reach out for help and support when you need it, and be willing to lend a helping hand to others in their time of need. Beloved friends, let's talk about the importance of patience. So when we're waiting for God to solve our problems, it's easy to grow impatient and try to take matters into our own hands. But God's timing is perfect. He sees the end from the beginning, and he knows the best possible outcome for our lives. So if you're feeling weary from waiting, if you're tempted to take matters into your own hands, I want to encourage you to wait on the Lord. As Isaiah 40:31 says, "But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Waiting isn't passive. It's an active choice to trust in God's goodness and his faithfulness. It's a declaration that we believe his promises are true, even when we can't see the evidence of them in the natural. And as we wait patiently, God is working behind the scenes, orchestrating every detail of our lives for our good and his glory. So take heart, dear friend, and don't lose hope. Your breakthrough may be just around the corner, but even if it seems far off, trust that God is with you in the waiting. He's refining you, strengthening you, and preparing you for the amazing things he has in store. My friends, let's delve into the significance of prayer. Prayer is not just a religious ritual. It's a powerful tool that connects us with the very heart of God. When we pray, we're not just reciting words into the void. We're engaging in a conversation with the Creator of the universe, who longs to hear from us and to respond to our needs. Think about the countless examples in Scripture of God's people crying out to Him in prayer and experiencing His miraculous intervention. From Moses interceding for the Israelites to Elijah praying for rain, prayer has always been the catalyst for divine intervention and transformation. But prayer is not just about asking God for what we want. It's also about aligning our hearts with His will. Jesus Himself modeled this in the Garden of Gethsemane when He prayed, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done." Luke 22:42. Even in His moment of greatest anguish, Jesus submitted Himself to the Father's will through prayer. So when we pray, let's approach God with humility and reverence, acknowledging His sovereignty and His goodness. Let's pour out our hearts before Him, sharing our joys, our sorrows, our hopes, and our fears. And let's listen for His voice, knowing that He speaks to us through His Word, His Spirit, and the counsel of wise believers. And let's not underestimate the power of corporate prayer. When God's people come together in unity, lifting their voices as one, incredible things can happen. Jesus Himself promised, "For where two or three gather in My name, there am I with them." Matthew 18:20. So let's make it a priority to pray together as a community, lifting up one another's needs and seeking God's will for our lives. My friends, let me leave you with this final encouragement. Never underestimate the power of prayer. It's not just a last resort. It's our first line of defense against the challenges of life. So let's pray without ceasing, knowing that our God hears us, loves us, and delights in answering our prayers according to His perfect will. So my friends, I encourage you to take these words to heart and share them with others who may need to hear them. Together, let's spread the message of hope and faith, knowing that God is able to do immeasurably more than we could ever ask or imagine. If you found this message uplifting and inspiring, I invite you to subscribe to our channel. By subscribing, you'll stay connected with a community of believers who are seeking to grow in their faith and encourage one another along the journey. May God bless you abundantly. Now, let us conclude our message with prayer. Heavenly Father, I come to you today and ask for your divine intervention in my life. I am facing so many problems, especially in the areas of finance and health. I feel overwhelmed and helpless, and I don't know where to turn. Lord, I ask that you provide me with the financial resources I need to meet my needs and take care of my family. Please help me to find ways to earn money and manage my finances wisely. I trust in you to guide me and give me the strength I need to overcome these challenges. I also ask for your healing touch. Please restore my health and give me the energy I need to face each day with renewed strength and vitality. I know that you are the great physician, and I trust in your power to heal me and make me whole again. Lastly, I pray for restoration in all areas of my life. Please restore my relationships, my joy, my peace, and my hope. Help me to trust in your plan for my life and to know that you are always with me, no matter what. Thank you, God, for hearing my prayer. I trust in your goodness and your love for me. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.